Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW News Radio with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after a stunning loss to the Atlanta Falcons, 22-21, in the home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. Merrill, I'm going to give you some minutes here. At 11 o'clock, you were saying on your broadcast, what a game this has been. And by 11:07, London scored the touchdown. What's your reaction to what happened?
The only word I can think of is devastating. Absolutely devastating, the way the Eagles lost this game. In the first place, the game would have been over, except Saquon Barkley, who played brilliantly all night, dropped a pass in the flat that would have killed the Falcons right there because they were without timeouts, and that would have been a first down, and the Eagles could have just run the clock. But he dropped the ball, and the Eagles were forced to kick a field goal to give them a six-point lead. But still, they had a six-point lead with just seconds to go, and the Falcons had no timeouts. And then the Falcons drove down the field. Cousins connected with receiver after receiver, and then it was only a short pop for the end zone where London caught the ball, and Koo, the kicker, kicked the extra point, and the Eagles were down by a point. Still, there was time on the clock, but ultimately Hurts tried to go downfield to Smith. He was hit as he threw the ball, and it was picked off by the Falcons, and there the game ended. Absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh, you just broke it down. I guess to sum it up, why did this happen? How could the Eagles let something like this just slip away in the final seconds?
The most at fault was the defense, because Cousins just threw wide open receiver after wide open receiver, and the Eagles just couldn't stop them, not once. There was one incomplete pass on the whole drive. Other than that, Cousins just carved them up.
I hate to do this because it's a completely different season, but ESPN, I was listening to you, but ESPN, and I had the volume down on the TV, ESPN had a graphic on the screen as the Falcons had that final possession about how many games the Eagles lost last season in the final 2 minutes, and then they do it again. Does this any way bring up any horrors or nightmares from the way last season went in December and January?
Not to me, it doesn't. The last season was last season. The Eagles just blew this one. They had this one in their pocket, and they couldn't finish the job. But this has nothing to do with last season. They didn't say Saquon Barkley last year. Jalen Hurts, before that final desperation interception, had a very clean game. He threw well. He ran well. But in the end, it's just a loss. I think it had nothing to do with last season, but it hurts as much as any loss possibly could.
What were your thoughts on the defense overall? Because it felt like they didn't get to Cousins enough.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. They only sacked him a couple of times, but he got rid of the football, and they did not have enough pressure. But look, the Falcons, up until that final drive, were held to 15 points, and then they end up winning it.
How much do you think they missed A.J. Brown?
Well, of course you miss A.J. Brown. When you have one of your two best receivers out there, it gives you a great weapon. But they still did well enough, both in the air and on the ground, to be in position to win this game. They had it, and quite frankly, they blew it.
I'll close with this. Next up, the New Orleans Saints Sunday on the road. New Orleans has scored 1,000,000 points so far this season. How do the Eagles bounce back from this?
That is something they have to figure out the rest of the week. I'm glad that I'm not part of any of those decisions. I can only watch it and broadcast it. But this is first thing first, and that is to get this team back in the right frame of mind without losing too much confidence, because in one word, this was a nightmare.
Merrill Reese, always appreciate your time. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.